KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Pews were packed for Christmas masses in New York City despite the holiday terror threats that federal authorities said may be aimed at churches. Grace Randazzo, who was at Christmas morning mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral, says she did think twice about attending because of the terror warning.
We heard about it on the news this morning, and we thought at first that we might not come, and then we thought about it and also listened to some more information about how much the security there was.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth has delivered her Christmas message. She says it's a time of inspiration.
The message of Christmas reminds us that inspiration is a gift to be given as well as received, and that love begins small but always grows. I wish you all a very happy Christmas.
Pope Francis is urging Israelis and Palestinians to abandon hate and revenge. His annual Christmas message was translated by Vatican Radio.
May Israelis and Palestinians have the courage and the determination to write a new page of history, where hate and revenge give way to the will to build together a future of mutual understanding and harmony.
The Israeli government is angry, frustrated, and feels it's been betrayed by its friends after the UN Security Council vote to pass a resolution condemning Israeli settlement activities in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. The U.S. abstained. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is considering a plan of action against the UN, vowing to do all it takes so Israel emerges unscathed. This is AP Radio News. The Chicago Cubs' first World Series title since 1908 has been voted AP Sports Story of the Year. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
It wasn't even close, with the Cubs title getting 48 of 59 first place votes in balloting by AP members and editors. The death of Muhammad Ali after a long battle with Parkinson's disease was second. In third place, LeBron James leading the Cavaliers to the franchise's first NBA title. The Cubs dropped three of the first four games in the Fall Classic against the Indians, then rallied to force Game 7 in Cleveland. Chicago blew a 6-3 lead in that game, but after a short rain delay before the top of the 10th, the Cubs caught their breath and then finished off the famed Billy Goat curse with an 8-7 win. I'm Shelley Adler.
In the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Baltimore Ravens 31-27. The Denver Broncos and Kansas City Chiefs are playing now. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.